everyone. Welcome to another episode of Black Girls Make Music. My name is Alicia Renice, and I'm a black girl who makes music. I started this podcast and this video, I guess, for black girls just like myself, black women of all ages, genres, backgrounds, who don't feel supported, who don't feel represented well in the independent music journey. So this is for my DIY artists. This is for my DJs, my instrumentalists, all of you all who create music, rappers, producers. This is for you. So be sure to follow us on Instagram at Black Girls Make Music. Be sure to like, subscribe, share with somebody else. Any other musicians you may know, or singers or songwriters, any people like that. Feel free to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you would like to leave a voice message, or if you have a question or something, you can leave us a voice message on the Anchor app. Just find us at Black Girls Make Music. And if you have a question or comment or concern that you want to have read aloud or to be considered, send that kindly to blackgirlsmakemusic@gmail.com. All right, so now that we got all the introductions out of the way, let's get into this episode. So today I want to talk about competition and this need to compete. You know, it's this idea that a lot of black women are like crabs in a barrel. I don't believe that that's true. I believe that that narrative has been told over and over and over again. So we believe it's true. I think that it's true for everybody, right? I feel like it's not just like a black woman thing or a black thing. I feel like it's just a thing, right? And you see it in, you know, our culture, in our world today, where it's like everyone's trying to be the best. Everyone's stepping on people's neck to get, you know, ahead, to create, you know, a name for themselves or to get money, whatever the reason may be. It sucks, right? And it makes you feel like you, in turn, have to compete. You know, when you talk about, you know, you hear people's songs talk about like their haters and stuff like that. And, well, yeah, I'm gonna show off just for my haters or whatever, you know, that sounds like a sucky life to live. I'm not one of those people that are motivated by haters. I know that there's some people who are, but that's just not me. I feel like we can all make it. It's something that I believe wholeheartedly. I feel like there's a lane for every person. And when you start to come from a mindset of lack or a mindset of competition or scarcity, then that's when you start factoring in competing with other people, right? So specifically, as a singer-songwriter like myself, right? I know that I'm not your typical singer-songwriter. I know that my songs aren't common. They're very vocal heavy. They're very emotional. Yeah. And so if I see another artist in the same lane as me, I could look over at them and be intimidated. I could be, you know, threatened. I could try to sabotage them or try to get ahead of them or whatever. And, you know, a lot of people do that. And it's because, again, they come from the scarcity mindset, this idea that if they win, then that means that I'm going to lose. And I'm here to tell you that that's not true. I'm a firm believer, like I said, that everyone can make it. There's room enough for everyone. Even this idea of like, there are too many people on the planet and there are not enough resources. That's not true, right? That's false. There's enough resources. It's just that people are hoarding it for themselves and not sharing it with other people. It's that same mindset. So it's like, oh, the world is overpopulated. No, you all are greedy and selfish and aren't sharing. And we in turn can become like that as musicians, as artists, as just people who are trying to follow their passions. You know, there have been instances where I put out something and somebody copied something I did. I could have been threatened. I could have been pissed off about it. I could have been, you know, I don't know, whatever. Like, I could have been in a bad headspace. And I think at first I was, just being honest. But then later on, I'm like, there's room for both of us. You know what I mean? Maybe this person didn't know what to do. Maybe they just saw what I did as a blueprint and maybe they just want to run with it. Okay, there's nothing new under the sun. And my stupid idea was like not new either. It had been done by somebody else, I'm sure, right? But it's really easy to get in that mindset of like, oh God, I'm in a competition. I'm looking to my left and to my right and trying to figure out who's beside me. I got to knock them off. I got to win. I got to be ahead of them. I got to be better than them. And that is the reason why I quit basketball. So I used to play basketball, play a lot of sports. But basketball, I quit because, and it wasn't because it wasn't fun anymore, but I think it just became not fun anymore. So I used to play because it was fun, running up and down the court, shooting baskets, easy peasy. You know, I was tall. I used to play like on an all boys team and I was like the tallest one until everybody hit the growth spurt. But I stopped playing because people were taking the game too seriously. People were getting pissed off, that people were getting cussed out. That has never been my thing. Competition has never been a part of anything that I want to do, right? Again, I understand, like, on a very basic level, yes, the other team is my competition, but it's not that serious that I need to cuss people out or that I need to, like, try to punch somebody in their face or foul them on purpose. I don't know. I just don't. And I'm not about to cuss out my team member for, you know, their inability to make a layup or something. I don't know. Whatever. Like, but I stopped doing it because I realized it wasn't lining up with who I was as a person. Now, I played volleyball. I swam. I played tennis. I played softball. I played a lot of sports, right? But while I played, it was just always fun. It was just always fun to me. Now, I bring up sports because there was something that my coach, my swim coach, told me when I was swimming for my high school. And the idea was, don't look to your left or to your right. Don't worry about who's beside you, who's going faster than you. Don't pay any attention to them. Just run your own race. Run your own race, right? And again, swim your own race in this case. But the reason why she told me that is because when you're swimming, right, you're swimming, you lift up your arm, you swim, you keep going, you lift up your arm, you breathe, you swim. And, you know, if you're not careful, you can get distracted by looking, when you take that breath, at the person beside you, right? And so what does that do? It makes you not glide under the water as easy, right? If your body is straight and then it's just gliding in the water versus like when you create some sort of resistance by putting your head up and looking over, by holding this position too long, then it ruins your race. It ruins how fast you're going. If you put your head above the water, it'll slow you down, right? That's why swimmers are always, again, looking to the side, roll back, right back down there, looking to the side. You're also supposed to tuck your head, right? And for all my swimmers out there, you know about this. But if you don't swim, you still get the idea. Is that you worrying about who's beside you, you worrying about other people in other lanes and their own races, distracts you from your own. I have been guilty of this, okay? I have spent so much time following people and, you know, looking at them and being in awe, like, oh my God, like, they're amazing. I could never do what they did. What's the point of trying? What's the point of, you know, pursuing my music? What's the point of trying to be taken seriously when this person over here is killing it? And it's doing the same thing. It's resistance. It's resistance. Now, if you have read the book, The War of Art, by Stephen Pressfield, he talks extensively about resistance and about your inner critic and other things that will set itself against you so you won't succeed. What you don't want to do is create resistance for yourself. There's already all this resistance out there that exists that doesn't want you to fail outside of yourself. You want to be on your own team. You want to be, you know, you want to be successful, then you have to learn how to be on your own team. And so looking to the left or to the right of you, not in respect or kindness or whatever, but in competition, in turn slows you down. It slows you down. And there's no need to be focused on them anyway. Your focus is your own race, finding your own rhythm, getting in your own pace. And even if you come dead last, the purpose is to finish. I'm gonna share this story with y'all. When I was on the swim team, I went to a school in PG County, Largo High School. If you're familiar with the area, you know, Largo High School is a PG County. Most of the students there are Black. Like it's a very colorful county. And so this is the idea that Black people don't swim. It's not true. They do. Just in a lot of places they don't. But in PG County and Largo High School specifically, I was on that swim team, and we had a small team. And they divided it up. They divided you up by events. So like in track and field, like, you know how people run a certain amount and other people run another amount. And some people are like long distance runners. Some people are like sprinters. It's the same idea with swimming. So I was a part of the 50 free one, 50 free. And that is down and back. So if you swam down and back on the little lanes in the pool, that's a 50. That's a 50 freestyle. And so that means that you can, however you need to get there, get down and back as fast as you can. That's about sprinting. That's not really about longevity. And that was my event. The 100 free was my event. And again, that's down and back twice. So I was practicing in my practice when we weren't at competitions for sprinting. Just go fast, burst up energy, down and back real quick, be done. Give it your everything, right? And so there was a time that we were at a competition, a swim meet, and in order for us to continue and not forfeit our team, somebody had to step up and do the 400 free. I think it was 400. Yes, the 400 freestyle. Now, like I said, I had been practicing for speed, not for longevity. I am not a distance swimmer, right? I can do it. Shout out to my dad. He was a Navy man, so he taught me how to swim, and my mom. But like, I was like, I just got finished doing a 50 free and a 100 free, right? I'm exhausted. Like, I'm tired. But they need somebody to step up to do the 400 free. So I'm like, yo, what is going on? So they put me in, and it was me and this other guy, And I don't think that he was used to doing a 400 free either, because we were struggling, okay? We were struggling. It was hard, out of breath, just like raggedy swimming. And, you know, for me, the focus was not how fast, like, let me finish first. One, this isn't even my event. I've never swam this event before, right? I've never done this before. I don't even know how I'm supposed to pace myself. Again, I've done 50 free, 100 free, and I've done some relays, which basically is 50 again, because you're just going down and back and getting out, and the person dives in after you, right? But this 400 freestyle kicked my butt. And so I wasn't worried about homeboy on the side of me. I wasn't worried about how silent it was and awkward it was to be struggling. Like, all you hear is like ragged breathing, and everybody in the stands is just quiet because it's taking forever for us to do this. Shout out to my mom, though. She was still loud the whole time. And I appreciate it. You would have thought I was killing it the way that she was yelling. But I know I was struggling. But the point is, my goal was to just finish. It wasn't to be first. It wasn't to be the best. It wasn't to focus on, you know, beating my brother to the side of me. That's not what that focus was. The focus was me completing the journey, me running my own race. And that advice came in handy at that swim meet. In the same way for you, if you're just starting out, especially, there's no need to compare yourself. You've never done this before. You don't know what you're doing. You haven't been groomed or trained to do this, right? You're just showing up like, all right, I'm gonna try to get it done. I hope that, you know, it's good. I hope that it's effective. I hope that my music is, you know, improving or whatever. Like, I hope it hits the person it's supposed to hit. But really, you don't really have much training for this. You know, this whole art thing, this whole is still new. There are so many blueprints to success, but they all look different. And it's probably going to look different for you too, especially as an independent artist, right? If your goal isn't to get signed by a label, you know, then it's probably going to look different for you because you're your own person. Every independent artist makes it their own way. And so what I don't want you to do is to be distracted by what's going on to the left or to the right of you, that you're competing with other people, in turn losing steam for yourself. That means you're taking on events and stuff like that just to prove something, but you're not really lined up with it, you know, being good for you. You're not doing it because it's a good opportunity. You're doing it because you're proving that you need to do something, you know? Or, you know, you're focused to the left or to the right of you. You can't even support or encourage your fellow brother and sister. You know what I'm saying? Like, when we would finish events, like even the 50 free, I would go down. I was pretty fast. I wasn't the fastest, but I was pretty fast. And so what some people will do is get out of the water, you know what I'm saying? And just like go about their own day and worry about themselves. But if you're a good sportsman, you'll stay in the water, or you'll stay on the side and still cheer on the person that's struggling to make it up and down the track. Sorry. I mean the lane, sorry, not track, but swimming. Same thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're playing sports and somebody on the other team gets hurt, some people will celebrate because it's going to be easier for them to win. If you're a good sportsman or a sportswoman, right, you're going to be like, good job. Like, when they stand up, you're going to clap for them. You're going to encourage them as they're getting up to get off the floor and to heal themselves. Like, it's not a life or death situation. And there's no need to be cruel or to cut people or to, like, to waste energy. It really is a waste of energy. You're looking at this person, you're scrolling on their Instagram and comparing yourself to them when you could be making music. It's a distraction. This idea of competition is not real. Who are you in competition with? If everybody is in their own lanes, if there's enough room for everyone to make it, what is the real competition? It doesn't exist. we make it competitive, but we can all make it. You know what I mean? Like, just think about how many different vocalists there are in the same genre, right? Or how many DJs there are in the same genre, how many rappers there are in the same genre. And they all have their own flow, their own messages, their own experiences they bring to the table, their own passions, their own creativity, like, and they all can make it. And you might rank them based on what you think is best, but that's you, that's not them. You know what I mean? Unless they talk about, I'm the greatest rapper alive, you know, then so be it. But I don't feel like we have to be that way. We don't have to be in competition with our sisters. Like, that's silly. We can all make it. And when we all come together, like, is that analogy, like, you know, the finger is not that strong, but when you bring it together, like, it was like from Soul Food, like, it makes a mighty fist, right? But it's true. It's true. When we come together, we can make something greater. We can make, people would love for us to be catty and to be, you know, against each other and to be conspiring against each other and to be drama filled and competitive, because you see it in media. You see it on, like, Love and Hip Hop and stuff like that. And I like Love and Hip Hop, right? I haven't watched it in a few seasons, but I did like Love and Hip Hop. But what I don't like is this idea, because using Love and Hip Hop as an example, right? It's supposed to be following the journey of musicians and artists. What do you see mostly happening in these episodes? Catty fights, people worrying about stuff that has nothing to do with anything, being distracted with silly stuff, with men and women and people cheating on each other. It's like maybe 5% of the whole series is dedicated to actually, like, them being in the studio making music. And then when they're in the studio, it's always some sort of drama going on, right? Like, it's never just about making good music. It's always like some sort of situation that people have to tell people, and then they cussing people out and, like, throwing water on each other on top on the sound equipment and stuff like that, which y'all crazy, you know, not showing respect for each other. The women are divided, you know what I'm saying? It's just so sad because a lot of these people are so talented. But I know that drama sells, sex sells, and so that's what they're gonna sell on the television, but that doesn't have to be real life. That is not real life. You cussing somebody out and, like, throwing water on them will get you an assault charge. Like, that's real life, right? We know, hopefully, the difference between real life and, like, entertainment. And what's sad is that most of these people on these shows are known for their drama, using air quotes drama, because I don't even like using that word, really, because people use it to describe a lot of things that aren't drama. But people using unnecessary storylines to get ahead, as opposed to just using their music, as opposed to just being talented. I guess if you were just focused on your music the whole time, it wouldn't really make for, like I said, good TV. I don't know. But there are so many talented people on that show, and they get sideswiped by all this drama, you know? And you wonder why they haven't come out with an album or an EP or a single. And it's like, this is why. Because of so much drama, and just drama weighs you down. You know what I'm saying? It's heavy. It's unnecessary. And we'll get into that later about, like, unnecessary drama and, like, drama that is just going to happen, right? So, yeah. So, I just want to encourage you to not compete, to not feel like you have to be in competition with anybody, because you're not. It's not real. It doesn't exist, and it's not helpful. It's actually damaging for yourself and for other people. So now let's get into three things that you can do as opposed to compete. So the first one is collaborate. So I talked about that scene from Soul Food when Big Mama was like, you know, but when you ball them fingers in a ball, it makes like a heavy fist or something like that. I'm sure I'm butchering it, but it's that same idea. When you collaborate with other women, like that you admire, that you maybe aspire to be like, or aspire to be in their space as far as they are in their career, in their journey. I hope it makes sense. Sorry. If you aspire to be like them, then maybe you should collaborate. Maybe you should do using air quotes, an internship. If you went to college, sometimes you were required to do an internship. What that does is get you experience, even though it's free. And yeah, even though it's free and it's a lot of time, it gets you experience in the careers that you wanted to take on, right? So in the same way, you can do an apprenticeship with somebody else, with an artist you look up to. Like, you can be mentored by them if they meet your standards, not just with musical success, but even with their morals, with what they stand for, their, you know, like their faith. Like, that stuff is important to consider before you just, like, up and go under somebody and try to, you know, get up under their wing. Because you don't want to necessarily, if somebody, and again, no, whatever, if somebody had to had to put away their morals just to get ahead in the industry. Like, you hear all these stories about people sleeping with people. You hear all these stories about whatever. And I'm not going to put all the blame on women for that either, because men set that up, if they're the gatekeepers, for women to have to do that. But that's a whole other conversation for a whole other day. But yeah, if you don't want to do that, maybe you should find someone who didn't have to do that to get ahead. Or maybe they'll be helping you and giving you advice like, hey, don't do that. I did that and it messed me up. You know what I'm saying? So just be picky about who you collaborate with. You'll learn stuff. You'll be challenged. You'll be held accountable. And you can even just network across. So many people are trying to get like ahead by getting linking up with people above them, more successful than them. And again, if you have access to a mentorship program like that, by all means, take advantage, right? But I feel like the best way for those of us who are still trying to climb a ladder, who are still trying to become successful and figure this thing out, is to network across. So the person that only has 100 followers and you only got 100 followers, link up with them. That way you're exposed to their 100 and your 100. You know what I'm saying? If your YouTube channel is small, like my YouTube channel, I think I have like a little bit over 100 people who follow me. You know what I mean? And if I were to do a collaboration with someone with the same thing or maybe a little bit more than me, it would open me up to a bigger audience. So even though there are selfish motives for collaborations, it just also feels good to be able to support other women. I love supporting other women. I love Black women in general, and I love it. I love to see their creativity. And so for me, a lot of like the projects I do, like I'm a photographer as well. So I have this photography project going on called The Free Black Woman, and it's basically just highlighting Black women, interviewing them, because we have so much to tell. We have so much to bring to the table, so much courage, so much like overcoming. Like it's just so much, right? And the Black woman is beautiful, and that's just my heart, you know, and your heart might be for something else. Collaborate. You don't even have to collaborate with another singer or songwriter, right? You can collaborate with a photographer. Maybe you want to, or a filmmaker, right? A woman filmmaker, Black woman filmmaker. So maybe you have a song that you want to put in their film. Send it to them. Like, there's no shame in reaching out. There's no shame in collaboration. And it's really prideful when we put all the pressure on ourselves, thinking that we're the only ones who can do it better. We're the only ones that can make ourselves successful. God put us here to be in community. Why not use it? Collaborate. And it also gets you experience in things that you've never done. I have a friend named Melissa, and she raps, and we've done songs together. I'm not a rapper, but now I know what it feels like to sing the hook on a rap verse. You know what I'm saying? I'm inspired by her, seeing her rap and seeing her continue to like push forward with her dreams and stuff like that. That's inspiring to me. That's encouraging to me. And that's another reason why I love collaborating. So yeah, so the first one is collaborating. The second one is encouraging and supporting. So yeah, so we can collaborate, we can link up, but you can also blast homegirl if she has a bomb album out or a bomb EP, or like if she's doing a daggone thing. Honestly, the way to beat competition is to be supportive of somebody, right? So like if your first notion when someone is doing something great to be like, I could have did that. Like I'm good enough for that. Check yourself and support them. Challenge yourself. That's my challenge to you this week. When you get that urge to be like comparing yourself and to be like, oh, well, they're greater than me, or to be like to nasty, to find out something horrible about themselves, like try to pick, you know, we do that. Like we try to pick something apart because then it makes them equal as me, right? We're both flawed. But yeah, we know we're both flawed, but I can also encourage and support another sister, whether I'm sharing her stuff, whether I'm telling her directly, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of what you're doing. I believe in you. And even if you're fighting yourself doing that, it's a good practice to do that, because now as you get into that practice and doing that, your first inkling will be to support and encourage them as opposed to tear them down, even if it's just mentally. Like there's no reason to hate on anybody. We all can make it. Even if they're doing something you don't understand, it doesn't mean that they're worse than you, right? And I gotta check myself, because I'd be like, some of this music today is trash, right? But one, I'd be listening to trash music. And then two, like there's clearly an audience for that, for people who like that kind of music, right? So just because it's not my cup of tea doesn't mean that she's not doing her daggone thing or he's not doing his daggone thing. So yeah, so be supportive and encouraging. In turn, that'll quench like your jealousy and your envy and stuff like that. And it will also help you build relationships. This is like, relationships is how everyone gets ahead. You know what I'm saying? You reaching out to them, you wanting to like link up with them, collaborate with them, sure. But like just supporting them, just offering a word with nothing attached, they will remember you forever. They will remember you. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially if they're just getting started out, that stuff goes a long way. So yeah, so encouraging and supporting other people. The third thing you should do when that feeling of like a competition comes up is to be inspired by them and get to work. You know, sometimes that feeling of inferiority is because you're not doing all the things you're supposed to be doing. Just being honest, you know, be honest with yourself. Are you really doing all the things you're supposed to be doing? Because I feel like if you were, then you wouldn't feel that way. You know, like I said, if you're focused on your own journey, if you're swimming that lane, you're killing it. You know, you're in a rhythm. You're doing your best. You're doing your best time. Like, you're not worried about people to the left or to the right of you. You're not going to know what place you came in until, you know, you get to the end. And it's the same with us. We don't know at what point we're going to be in. We just have to keep creating. We have to keep doing it. You know what I'm saying? We have to keep showing up. So if you feel an inkling of inferiority or like whatever, be inspired by them. Don't be jealous. Don't be competitive. Don't be nasty. Be inspired by them and then get to work. Okay. So that's all I have for you this week. Thanks so much for watching Black Girls Make Music. Again, feel free to follow us on Instagram. Feel free to follow us on Facebook. You can actually find us facebook.com/group/Black Girls Make Music. You'll find Black women here making music in all types of ways. So that's exciting. So yeah, let me know, like, what are some things that you plan to do to beat this competitive spirit, to beat this need for competition and validation and all this other stuff, and then get to work, okay? I want to hear, leave a comment, leave a review, send me an email, again, blackgirlsmakemusic@gmail.com. And until next episode, I'll talk to y'all later. Keep creating, keep making that music. We need to hear it, all right? Talk to you later. Bye.